Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about what's new in the Kupuna community. And in studio we have Dr. Teresa Wee. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you missed any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Hawaii Kai Senior Living, recently voted Best of Senior Living by senioradvisors.com. Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyles. Call 808-395-9599 and tell them you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Are you curious with how inflation is going to impact you and your interest rates? Rising inflation is always important to monitor because inflation erodes a bond's fixed rate of return. In other words, rising inflation can cause bonds to worsen or lose value. This includes mortgage bonds to which home loan rates are inversely tied. When mortgage bond moves lower, be it due to rising inflation or other reasons, home loan rates can move higher.
For more information on rates and how that affects your real estate purchase, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Again, today in studio, we have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Teresa Wee, and she is a doctor practicing physician at Wee Pediatrics for over 37 years, and she's also an author of two books, and we're going to have her share about that today. So welcome, Dr. Wee.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
It is always a pleasure. And, you know, every time I see you, I am just happy because you're always so positive and excited. That's a good aura to have.
Yes.
Now, your recent books have really come out of your life experience and also things that you've learned along the way. And
yes,
I think it's really helped to encourage people with where they're at.
Yes.
And that's what I want to talk about today.
Yes.
So maybe you can share with us, first of all, your first book. How is that doing? And then we'll move on to your most recent edition.
Yeah, so I've been a pediatrician and in YPO Gentry, and I raised four children while working full-time. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it's not easy. I understand what you working parents out there are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I did have my mother-in-law and my mom helping me out a little bit, which is nice to have family here. But what I talk about is, you know, in the past 20, 30 years, we've been seeing an increase in obesity. We have an American obesity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And this has really taken a toll on the health of our youth. So one of the things that I've really been passionate about is really talking to parents and trying to get parents to understand that when they're little, we need to get into the correct routines and schedules, and parents need to be the leaders of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need the help of the kupunas, because we need to have that consistency, you know, even when they're watching the children. So as a result of this, my first book, The Happy Healthy Revolution,
mm-hmm.
A Working Parent's Guide to Achieving Wellness as a Family Unit, was born out. I was doing obesity family workshops in the office where I would get the entire family together and we would all work together. I would gather five families who were all ready for change, and we would all work together in a five-week course. After a while, I decided I could reach more people if I wrote a book. So this resulted in my first book. And so I would love for every one of you out there, the kupunas, the parents, you know, go pick up the book because it tells you exactly what I talk about in the workshops.
So, I mean, the title speaks for itself. Again, it's The Happy, Healthy Revolution, The Working Parent's Guide to Achieve Wellness as a Family Unit.
Yeah.
And I see we can pick it up on Amazon. And how's it going so far? What kind of response have you gotten?
Well, I know within my office, a lot of my parents will pick it up because basically I do a lot of obesity counseling, and so I use that as a study guide. But I have been reaching out to other doctors, and really right now I'm looking to be more of a professional speaker, and I'm trying to also do an online course on this so that I can actually reach Outer Island and maybe even people on the mainland U.S.
Right. I mean, that's great. You know, the message you have to share needs to get out there.
Yeah, and I think my program is so unlike any other in the nation because it involves the entire family. A lot of programs, there's a YMCA program that involves one parent and one child. What I do is I involve the parents, the kupunas, the nanny, the normal weight siblings. I get everyone to sign a contract and to attend these 5-week
sessions. How's about the pets? Do they get involved?
No, I don't get the pet.
But you know, that is so true that you know, sometimes we'll treat the individual, but not the not take a look at the relationships that affect that individual.
Yeah.
And you know, there is a means of healing that happens within that family unit.
It's right? It's just amazing because everybody's on board. The parents and the grandparents are getting rid of their diabetes medicine, their hypertension medicine, and everyone comes back to me. When we do the depression scores are so much better at the end of the program. Everyone is feeling so encouraged, empowered, and unfortunately, their doctors get the credit for all the healthy changes, but that's okay.
You're always in the midst of conversation, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, I know that's been a great, you know, it's been a blessing to those who have been able to read it. But I wanted to get into your new book, and I think part of why you wrote the first book is translated to your new book.
Yes.
And your new book is called My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor. And we are definitely in improbable times.
Yes.
Right. And share with us, how did you begin writing this book and start on this journey?
Well, I was really disappointed. I was scheduled to have book signing, and I was scheduled to have in 2020 two presentations talking about my book, but COVID came. I was just really unhappy because I couldn't really do anything with my book. I couldn't even do the workshops. So as a result of my frustration and with a little more time on my hands because there were less people coming into my office, I said, as soon as lockdown happens, I'm going to start writing a daily blog for each day for 1 month. So I made that promise to my husband, Martin, and he said, okay, I dare you. And I said, okay. So I would sit down and you know, every day I could always come up with a certain topic, you know, something that really I was thinking about or ways that I was coping. And I wanted to share it with my family and friends and patients because I could no longer see them. And so as a result, I began getting a little bit of a following. And so after a month, you know, people from all over started reading it and saying, oh my goodness, I look forward to it, like the Star advertisement. I said, oh my goodness. So I continued writing until December. So from March 2020 to December. I didn't realize my publisher was also following along. So she emailed me. Actually, she called me. She said, you need to put this in a book. And I said, really? She said, I found it so uplifting. It's something that I think people would really enjoy reading as a book.
Right.
So I wasn't planning on a second book, but as a result, I ended up.
But it's a great way to continue the positive influence of that message.
Yes.
That started off with the blog.
Yes. Right?
Now it's in a format that anybody can go to the bookstore, go to Amazon, pick it up.
Yeah.
And again, it's called My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor.
It's also at Logos Bookstore, if you're in
Logos
town.
Logos as well, right, right. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear more from Dr. Teresa Wee, and basically the ideas and gems that went into her new book. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're talking with Dr. Teresa Wee. And, you know, we right before the break, we touched upon your new book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor. Now, I want to dive into that book because
yes.
I think it's something that I think everyone can relate to, right? Because we've all
yes.
gone through this whole experience together. Without spoiling
mm-hmm.
the book, what are three things that you can share that
mm-hmm.
you know people would find in your book?
You know, this COVID-19 pandemic is lingering on, and what I tell people is we're all going to have to learn to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to choose love and compassion versus fear.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a word of encouragement and hope. So three things that you'll get out of this book is, number one, you as the parents and grandparents are the role models. You need to show the Keikis what it's like to be able to live your life and not have fear and anxiety constantly
mm-hmm.
at your side. Of course, we need to be cautious, but we also need to live our lives. So please, kupunas and parents, do not give up that leadership. We need to do this for our children. You know, everyone's schedule is off. I'm seeing so many people of all ages gaining tremendous amount of weight.
Mm-hmm.
We're not having family meals. We're not getting enough sleep. We're watching Netflix. Everybody's binging. We need to get back. The second thing is, where do we start? It's so hard to just regroup. So I'm telling everyone, and this is a tip you can start today, just get one small itty-bitty goal, something so small you can't fail. For example, let's go walking after dinner for 5 minutes. Take the kids, the keiki, kupunas, you guys just walk. Just look up at the sunset. Look at the trees. Oh, 5 minutes is up. Come home. Do that for 7 days. Now you set it as a habit. Your kids are going to say, but Mom, let's go for 10 minutes next time. So then you say, you know, now that you're so successful, you go, yeah, let's go 10 minutes. So this is what I mean. We celebrate the little small wins. We've overcome. We feel good. The good hormones are going through us.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to continue. So it's called the progressive principle.
Mm.
But once your family starts getting that momentum, it'll become the snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing the final thing is practice kindness mm-hmm. and gratitude. I don't think we do enough of that within the family. You know, if you come home and you kick the dog aside and then you yell at your kids and how come you didn't pick up your, you know, clothes and, but let's have a different attitude, even if you don't feel like it. Why don't you just pet your dog? Why don't you just go to your kids and say, wow, it's so nice to see you. You know, give your spouse a compliment. Wow, you had a hard day, but you look wonderful, honey. You know, I mean, that already you can feel that the whole environment is different. And I also tell people, you know, when you have sitting down as a family or just talking about the day, you know, really sit down and listen. Listen to your grandchildren, listen to your children, listen to each other, and really say, what can I do to help you? I'm here if you need me. You look troubled. Can you tell me what's bothering you today? We don't do enough of that. And I think that will go such a long way. All our children want is a few minutes of our time every day so that they know that we love them. They don't want things. We don't need to throw things at them. But if we can connect with them every day, I think that will go such a long way, especially during these trying times.
It is so true. And I think, you know, translating your idea of doing things as a family unit from your, you know, first book and to how that will help us in these times. You know, we talk about us all being in a bubble, so to speak.
Yes.
Right. So the question is, if we're in a bubble, what kind of bubble are we in?
Exactly. You know, and we want to make
it a healthy bubble.
Right.
Or is it an unhealthy bubble? Right. And that is all determined by our attitudes, our mindset, and how we communicate with one another,
right,
like you were saying.
So right, that's why we have to reach within ourselves and within our family. We can't solve, you know, everything out there, but but let's take time to really take this time to connect together and be in a good bubble.
Right. So, Dr. Wee, I know it may just be a natural thing for you, but how do you keep your bubble healthy and happy? You know, what are things? I know you talked about practice kindness, and I'm sure Martin loves that. Telling him how handsome he is every day. But what are some other things that you've done and to be able to thrive during this time?
You know, I'm still seeing patients in the office, but one thing I always want to do is I want to get out in the evening. I have to ride my bike or go walking or look at the sunset. You know, just being in nature kind of connects me back to God and to this beautiful creation and how lucky I live in Hawaii. Right. So I always like to do that. And the other thing is, you know, we were having our walk with a doc every week, but for now that's on hold. But right. I enjoy cooking, so we hardly, you know, buy food. In fact, sometimes I think I still cook for a large family, but I love cooking healthy dishes and challenging myself and really just reaching out and helping other people. That makes me happy.
Right.
You know, sometimes I think I get more blessings by helping other people. So it's been a wonderful journey so far.
And I think if we are looking outward, then we're not so much looking inward all the time. And that's where we kind of feel kind of alienated and depressed, I think.
Yes.
When everything is just, you know, what's going on in my life, what's not quite right.
Yeah.
When we look outside, I think it does help.
Yeah.
How can
you know,
I help that
you can go and check on your neighbor.
Right.
You know, if you haven't called grandma, go call grandma.
Yeah.
FaceTime her. You know, write a thank you note to someone. I mean, there's so many things that you can do. And, you know, after a while, you forget yourself and you go, wow, I just feel really good.
Right, right. Now, in the title of your book, it says Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor. And, you know, I from the forward note of your book, you have this scripture.
Yes.
And it's from Deuteronomy 31:6. And it says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah.
So it sounds like scriptures were part of that foundation for your source of encouragement.
Yeah, right? And I think, you know, sometimes in times like these, we wonder, God, why are you allowing this? What's going on? You deserted us, but... You know, I do think that we have trials. No, God said that we're not going to have an easy life. But there are many things and lessons we can learn through these trying periods. And during these trying periods, we have to lean on Him even more. And so I think it'll make us better people. We'll gain more wisdom and insight into our strength. So, you know, there's a learning opportunity here.
And interestingly, you know, when people think of maybe doing something spiritual, mm-hmm. they think of going to church.
Mm-hmm. No.
But these days, we can't always go to church. So is there something spiritually fulfilling that you do, maybe in your personal life, that's been helpful?
I think, you know, if you go back to the Bible, God's Word, which is what I try to do often, and, you know, really, sometimes I just open the Bible and just read random things, but I think if we can just meditate and concentrate on the blessings we already have, and to me, that's just as good as anything else, is to really reflect on really how good we still have it here. So,
and just that idea of gratitude.
Yeah, gratitude.
Right. Well, going forward, you know, you have these two great books under your belt. You've been practicing for 37 years at We Wellness Center. Uh-huh. What's next for you?
Well, right now, I really want to reach out, especially to Outer Island families. I'm working on a speakers, being on a speakers group, and actually working in another, on an online virtual program, so that I can actually take this to other states, as well as the Outer Islands. So, still have a lot of work to do. You know, I hope God will give me a few more years, and I have so many plans, but
I'm sure you get more than a few. Is there a platform that eventually somebody can find you, or should they just go to your current site for now and stay tuned for updates?
Yeah, so if you go to my website, wewellnesscenter.com, you'll see updates. You can call me at my office, 808-677-9988, and, you know, I'll be happy to talk with anyone who has questions. But, yes, please, I have an e-book, an audio book, and paper book on the first my first book. So take a look at that one. I think you'll find a lot of gems in there.
Okay. Any final words for our listeners? Maybe a while till we get to have you on our show again.
I want all of you kupunas, parents, even children, if you're within hearing range, just know that this pandemic we will get through this, but let's do it by loving each other and being kind to one another, and don't be fearful. I want people to really live their lives to the fullest, and with God by our side, we'll be okay.
Yeah, that's great. So, Dr. Wee, I know the last time we had you on our show, you're also a, well, not only supporter, but you were one of the founding persons, physicians, mm-hmm. of Walk with a Doc.
Yes.
So maybe you can share with us, how is that going, even in the midst of this pandemic, and are things still moving along with that particular program?
So in July of 2021, we were able to have five Saturday sessions. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we had to close back down. But again, it's a free program, and we're at Central Oahu Regional Park every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. We meet at the park near the tennis courts, mm-hmm. and all ages, fitness levels are welcome. You can even bring your dog on a leash. And we've had kapunas and young children with strollers, and our kapunas sometimes come with canes. We have a short, a medium, and long route. And, you know, so there's something for everyone. But I think one of the most enjoyable things about the walk is making friends. And we end at 9 o'clock, but many of the walkers stay for about half an hour just talking and really making friends and connecting. And so I really encourage everyone to come out. I think it's just a really nice way to get motivated and start doing something. You know, just take that first step to better health.
Right. And like we were saying, part of being positive during this time is having a strong, healthy routine. Right?
Yes.
Something that's going to keep your body moving and performing well.
And a lot of people, they say, oh, you know, we only come on Saturdays, but now I'm walking in my neighborhood because I feel like I need more.
Right.
So people are starting to grab their friends and walking on their own, which is just wonderful.
So just for our listeners that they can understand, is that something still ongoing, or you're going to let us know of future events.
Yes. So as soon as Dr. Ige allows more than 25, we normally get between 30 to 50 people. So once the regulations allow for maybe, 50 or more people, then we're definitely going to restart. And people can always check my website or you can call me at the office.
That's great.
And I wanted to mention there's Walk with the Future Doc at Kaka'ako Park. Our medical students and the medical faculty run that. It's every fourth Sunday from 9 to 10. And so that's Walk with the Future Doc. So it's the same idea, and it's free. And it's really wonderful to see our medical students really getting involved with the community and really understanding what a simple program can impact a community in such a big way.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, we've been talking with Dr. Teresa Wee, and she is a practicing physician at Wee Wellness Center in Waipio Gentry. And she also has a couple of books, and you can get them over at Amazon or also at
Logos.
Mm-hmm. And those books are The Happy Healthy Revolution, The Working Parent's Guide to Achieve Wellness as a Family Unit. And also her newest book is called My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor. Dr. Teresa Wee, thank you so much for being on our show. It's always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers all-inclusive, affordable senior apartments from studio to three bedrooms on 23 luxurious tropical acres in East Oahu. Take a dip in the saltwater pool or join a Tai Chi class. Recently voted best of senior living by senioradvisors.com, Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to cater to those fully independent and those who may need some additional assistance. Plus, it's just 25 minutes from downtown Honolulu. Call 395-9599 today and tell the team you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki. That's 395-9599.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called into last week's trivia question. Now, last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question was, who is the family that owns the island of Ni'ihau? The answer is the Sinclair/Robinson family. And now, this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Dr. Teresa Wee at Wee Wellness Center, and brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Well, Hawaii was the first Guinness World Record holder of the world's largest lei. Since then, it has been taken by San Pedro Laguna, Philippines, with a 1.3-mile lei, and is now currently held by Chennai, India, in 2012 with a 3.11-mile long lei. What year did Hawaii hold the record?
For a chance to win a Lawrence gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And we hope everyone is staying safe during this time. And remember, if you want to hear past episodes of the Kupuna Wiki radio show or meet all of our great service providers, please go to kupunawiki.com or call us at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Hawaii Kai Senior Living, voted best of senior living and offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call them at 808-395-9599, and don't forget to mention you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki radio show, Hawaii Senior Resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.